July 8, 1910. For Jesus, the body is like the tabernacle, the soul is like the pikes. Being very afflicted because of the privation of my highest good, and having received communion, and receiving the Holy Host, it stopped in my throat, and as I suckled it in order to push it down, I suckled a sweet and delicious humor. Then, after suckling very much, it went down, and I could see the host changed into a baby, who said, "Your body is my tabernacle, your soul is the pikes that contains me. The beating of your heart is like the host that serves me in order to transform myself into you, as if within a host. With this difference, that in the host, as it is consumed, I am subject to continuous deaths, while the beating of your heart, symbolizing your love, is not subject to be consumed, and so my life is continuous. Therefore, why so much affliction about my privations? If you don't see me, you feel me. If you don't feel me, you touch me. And now with the fragrance of my perfumes which diffuse around you, now with the light with which you feel invested, now by making a liquor that cannot be found on earth descend into you, now by just touching you, and the many other ways which are invisible to you. Now, in order to obey, I will write these things that Jesus says happen to me often, and also while being fully awake. These fragrances, I myself am unable to tell what kind they are, I call the fragrance of love. And I feel it at communion, if I pray, if I work, especially if I have not seen him, and I say to myself, today he has not come. Don't you know, O Jesus, that without you I cannot be, nor do I want to be? And immediately, and almost suddenly, I feel as though invested by that fragrance. Other times, as I move, or if I move the bed sheets, I feel that fragrance coming out, and in my interior I hear him say, I am here. Other times, while I am all afflicted, as I go about raising my eyes, a ray of light comes before my sight. However, these things I take into no account, nor do they satisfy me. That which, alone, makes me happy is Jesus. All the rest I receive with certain indifference. I wrote this only to obey.